Hi Tandy, welcome to this extra podcast this week as we hear from Ash Neal looking back on her time at Surrey Storm. Part of the early days of podcast this one, so you might have missed it. Well, she's decided to stay home and leave the Super League. Thanks Ash, from all the Storm fans, for everything you did for us. Enjoy.
Ready? The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
So I came over in 2013. I mean, I didn't really know much about it. Obviously, I knew my sister played in the comp, but I mean, I didn't really take too much interest before that. Tamsin obviously contacted me because she was pregnant with Jamie Jean. I wasn't skeptical, but I just wasn't sure where I was at as a player and a person. Well, obviously, I ended up coming over and. Yeah, that's all just kind of been where it started.
Did you know much about the franchise then? How did she sell it to you?
No, I didn't really know much. She just kind of said, look, we can obviously look at helping accommodate flight and helping you find accommodation. We can possibly offer you some work. You know, this is what our commitments are and... this is when we start playing, this is when we finish playing, and that was kind of it really. And then it was kind of, I did a little bit of research and that kind of thing, and yeah.
Did you know much of Tamsin at the time? Did you realise how much of a figure she was in the game?
Not really. All I knew from Tamsin was obviously she played for England, and I believe she played for the Queensland Firebirds. I didn't really watch her as a player, but as I grew to obviously speak to her and obviously then meet her, she did teach me a lot about the game because we have a very different style in Australia, and she kind of opened up my eyes and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I did learn a lot from her. Obviously, she's got a different concept of the game as well. So, yeah, I do appreciate, because obviously I'd learned a lot from her in 2013, and yeah, I didn't really know much before that.
It's often been said as well that the atmosphere at Surrey Sports Park is something else. What's that like to play in as a player?
I mean, it was a long time ago now. But
you can still remember it.
Yeah, going back obviously and playing against Surrey Storm over the years, they are loud, and you know, they're a very loyal crowd, and I think because Surrey doesn't feel as big as somewhere like the Copper Box or somewhere like Bellevue, you know, it can sound a lot louder than it actually is. But yeah, I think they're, you know, their crowd are loyal and they've had a lot of success over the years, so it's great netball.
Mentioning some of those other Storm greats, you'd have played alongside Hannah and Rach as well?
Yep, surely. Hannah and Rach, Amy Flanagan.
Georgia?
Georgia Lees, yeah. She was quite young when I was there, so she was just kind of up and coming. Katie Harris was the same, just up and coming. So, you know, I was slightly ahead of them, but obviously if I wasn't doing my job or, you know, we were up, they definitely got the opportunity back in 2013. So I think it's been a big part of some players' careers, and you know, unluckily they have moved on, but that is obviously due to, you know, study or personal reasons. So I think the club can take credit in their journey, and yeah.
What about Mickey? How have you seen her from afar and what she's doing for the team at the minute?
You know, I think she's got a great vision, and I believe, you know, she's very determined. She expects a lot, which is great, because the players can all be accountable for where she's trying to go and the goal she's trying to achieve, which I think is great. I've never played on the same team as Mickey, but I know she's a very driven person in general. So, I mean, I can only believe that will show in her team and what they're trying to achieve.
Do you know what? I adore Ash Neal. Ash Neal, a random fact for you is Ash Neal and my eldest son, Archie, actually share a godmother.
Wow.
So, yeah, very random. When I was out in Australia, because Ash is a Perth girl, We were in the same state league together, and she was incredible out there, obviously, as well. And we have a very, very close mutual friend who's both of hers and Archie's godmother. But she'd asked about playing over here in England, so obviously I put her in touch with Tamsin, is the short version. And then because she's got a British passport, it makes things incredibly much easier, as I'm sure you can imagine.
To say the least.
Her mum is British, so she was able to come out, and she's just been sort of absolutely smashing it ever since. Great player.
I think we saw, though, I mean, even at that season at Storm, that's her gameplay, isn't it? She's a really strong player, no matter who she plays for.
I mean, it's one, when you watch someone like Ash, she's just someone that's good to have in your squad. There's very few players that can easily beat her. She is adaptable. She works incredibly hard on and off the court. She's got a great work ethic. Her skills are impeccable. She's one of the ones that's done the yards. She's worked hard. You know, she's had a few years with West Coast Fever in the ANZ, both as a training partner and in the main squad. So she's been exposed to that level of elite netball and been that player that didn't really get on the court. So she's done exactly what we were talking about before. She's had to do those seasons of not really playing, but still soaking it all in and learning. And look where she is now. She's absolutely dominating. And wherever she goes, she makes a huge impact.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.